Good afternoon. Happy Father's Day. We give thanks to the one divine supreme Father, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi, who is the Holy Father of the whole universe, all-pervading. Imagine, if you will, that you're on a sinking ship. The ship is sinking pretty fast. And instead of trying to get off the ship, you're running around examining all the rooms. You go into the kitchen and admire all the cutlery and the pots and pans. You see what a beautiful kitchen this is. And people are yelling at you, get off the ship, it's sinking. And you say, I'm coming soon, I'll be there. But then you admire the gymnasium on the ship. Look at all the exercise equipment, the weights. And people are yelling at you, get off the ship. You say, I'm coming. You admire the other bedrooms on the ship. You go from room to room admiring the ship. Finally, the ship sinks, and you're done for, you're finished. So it is with our lives. Our ship is sinking, and we're playing around. We're looking for enjoyments, pleasures, places to go, people to see, things to see. Our ship is sinking all the time, and we'll take no heed to the message. Turn within. Get off the ship before it sinks. The ship is samsara. It's always sinking. We sink with it all the time. We refuse to acknowledge the truth. But the ship is sinking. And instead we wish to play, have good times. Run around the world. All the time our ship is sinking, we don't know it. People tell us once in a while, we find a teacher will tell us the ship is sinking. We say, that's okay, later. I'll do it later. Or we will sit down for a while and try to meditate, go within. They'll look at our watch and say, I gotta go to the movie. It's getting late to see this movie, I gotta go see this movie. I gotta go see my boyfriend, my girlfriend. We got an important date. Not realizing our ship is sinking. You have come to this earth for one purpose. To drop the body whilst it's alive. This is your real duty, your real mission for being here. But you did not listen. I tell you again and again, the world has nothing to offer you. The world does not even exist. The world is a dream. But you will not take the warning. You're still trying to change bad for good. You think if you can achieve good things in your life, you'll be happy and live happily ever after. But you know from experience that's not true. For everything changes constantly, consistently. Everything changes as it must. You go around reading all kinds of spiritual books, looking for the right teacher. But there is no right teacher. You are the right teacher. The right teacher is within you. You are the self. When a being first understands what I'm saying, they are the self, then the self will create a teacher for them, just for them. A Satguru, sage. It is yourself that created this. Therefore the teacher is yourself. There's no separation. There's not the Satguru and the student. There's a student that's the Satguru. There's no difference. When you surrender to the Satguru, when you sit at the feet of the Satguru, with humility, humbleness, love, peace and joy, something begins to happen. Sooner or later you smile and you realize, I am the Satguru. It has been the all of this time. There's only one. And I am that. How wonderful it is to know this, to understand this, to be this. But as long as you're running around this world, looking for happiness from this world, you miss the entire point of your existence. You say an animal can't do this. A plant can't do this. A mineral can't do this. Only a so-called human being can transcend the self, the small self, the I, and become free and liberated. Only a human being can do this. A dog can't do this. A cat can't do this. An animal lives through instinct. A human being has lost his instinct and lives through intuition. And intuition always tells you, give up this game. Know yourself. You are the one. You are Krishna, Shiva, Satchitananda. It is you, it's been you all the time. Pure, choiceless awareness. You are that. But when you hang out in the world and you take this world seriously by having lust, anger, greed, all these emotions that most people have, you become earthbound. It's difficult for you to give up these things. But the more you taste the pleasures of the earth, the more you pull into them. How much time are you giving to your spiritual development? And how much time are you giving to the world? This will tell you where you're coming from. It is true, if you surrender to spirit, if you surrender to God, completely surrender, you no longer have to worry about your life at all. And I mean this sincerely. A mysterious power will arise within you and take care of all of your needs, take care of you, tell you what to do, tell you where to go. This mysterious power will move you in the right direction. I'm not saying that you will sit still and do nothing. On the contrary, you'll know exactly what to do. We like to be happy, sublime, peaceful. But if you rely on worldly conditions, your job, somebody else's thoughts, a book, you're making a grave mistake. We will find that these things will disappear sooner or later, and things will change. There's only one who can love you, give you peace and joy, give you happiness, and that is the Self. The Absolute Reality. And will take care of you tenderly, lovingly. But it wants your soul. And wants you to acknowledge it. This is where we lose most people. When they want this wisdom, they want this understanding, they want to be taken care of by the Divine Spirit. They're not ready to give up anything. It's a question of giving up, not gaining. How do you do this? You begin by denying your existence as a body. By denying anything that comes into your mind. Any soul that comes to you. By denying what your eyes see, what your ears hear, what your nose smells, what your mouth tastes. Not taking these things seriously at all. Just observing what's happening. Becoming aware of your reactions, of your conditioning. And one thing you should never do is think about the past. For by thinking about the past, you worry about the future. True? And it's only a person who thinks about the past who worries about the future. Never look back. We've all made many mistakes. But this is why we're here. To learn from them. And get to the place where we realize there's no looking back again. We get to the place where we realize it is not I who made a mistake, because I did not exist. So how could I have made a mistake? There's no I. We'll get to this point where we can see this clearly. And we will laugh at ourselves. That does not exist. Your so-called sins of commission and omission, perpetuated by I did this. I did that. I hurt somebody's feelings. When the I disappears, who's the hurt? Whose feelings can be hurt? Who did it hurt somebody's feelings? When the I disappears, who's there to do anything? This is the reason I tell you so often to work on your I. To follow the eye, to the source. When you follow the act of the celestial sphere, then it was an I. And you are totally free and liberated. Only when you are attached to the I, do you have problems. Only when you think I did this and I did that, and after this and after that, do your problems come to you. You're not what you appear to be. You never were, you never will be. It appears to be a paradox. And it is a paradox. Do you know what a paradox is? To medical people. So you don't want to be a paradox. Get off the ship before it sinks. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Realize it really has to be done. And do it. No one can do it for you. You have all the power in the universe. There's nothing lacking in you. Get rid of the sadness. Remember, people become obsessed for only one reason. That the world is not turning their way. That's the only reason people ever get upset. And the world is not turning the way that you want it to. But yet everything is right the way it is. Always remember this. Everything is right the way it is. Just the way it is. There are no mistakes. Do not try to think about this or analyze it or anything else. Just be it. Be yourself. Know yourself. You are not a mortal weakling. You are by accident. And now you have to struggle for existence and survival. This is not you at all. You are the ultimate reality, pure awareness, boundless space. This is your true condition. Let yourself soar into eternity. You are all pervading, omnipresent. This body can never hold you. For you're not this body. Why do you weep when you are eternal goodness? Why do you become angry? When you are divine intelligence, why do you believe you can't get out of the rut you're in? When you have all the tools you need to get out of it, when you're in a rut and you can't get out of it, it's not because somebody's punishing you, you have to go through some ordeal. On the contrary, it's because you will not give up certain things. Meaning the way you think, the way you're programmed. Your conditioning keeps you back. People call this being stubborn. You want to hold on to certain conditionings. You say to God, well, I'll give this up, I'll hold on to this. I'm willing to give this up, I'll hold on to this. You can't do this. Surrender means total surrender of all your thoughts, possessions, life, everything. Mentally give all of this up. And then you'll automatically be free. It's not hard. It's not hard at all. All you really have to do is keep still, quiet the mind. That's all you have to do. Quiet the mind. Stop thinking. Some of you still say it's impossible to stop thinking. On the contrary. All you have to do is ask yourself, who thinks? What's up, by the way? Try it. When you say who thinks, I mean it sincerely, all thoughts will cease. When you say, I'll try and see if it works, it's not going to work, I've tried every single my life. Nothing happens. You've really made up your mind, haven't you? I'm saying to go deeper sin and say, who thinks? The realization will come to you, there's nobody left who thinks. The thing has been eliminated. By the very quietness of your mind. It is no longer a thinker. But then the mysterious power I'm talking about begins to work. It tells you what to do, that moves you, that animates you. Of course, the paradox is that you're not the body. Yet, the body appears to be here, and appears to do certain things in this world. But you have absolutely nothing to do with that. We're not thinking about the things at all. You're not thinking about anything. At that time, everything takes care of itself. So, two principles are: come to satsang whenever you can. Make it fresh in your life. Realize the world is an illusion. Do not react to anything. For nothing can ever hurt you or wants to hurt you. Realize that you are the one. All power is within you. You're in control of your life and you control everything. Get rid of the guilt. But not thinking about the past. Let the past go. Don't think about the future. If you're living in the now, and you sense that the future will take care of itself, always remember that you're not alone. When you get on a path like this, you have a lot of help. You're contacting grace, divine grace that's always here for you. When it comes to your assistance, all the time. So you have to have a little faith in all as well. You have to trust in the self, knowing that the self is Brahman, and you are that self. From now on, you'll remember these things a little better than you've been remembering. You wake up in the morning, you'll think of these things. And you go through the day, you'll think of these things. And you go to bed, you'll think of these things. You will find that you're feeling better and better, peaceful and more peaceful. You have joy in your heart, peace, love, that you never experienced before. These are all your divine heritage. You belong to this. They belong to you. You are that absolute reality that has always been all-pervading joy. You are that now. Be it, accept it. Be free now.